lots of people like to run, and many have chosen to run marathons, but not that many have decided to run beyond that. One such person is gearing up for an upcoming 100-mile race that she's running for the second time. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck profiles a mother, a healthcare professional, and ultra-marathoner.
There's lots of ways Jennifer Bartell and her three kids and dog spend time together. But lately, it's been like this.
This is mile 7 today, which isn't bad. But we're just taking it easy and enjoying the sun kind of peeking through the trees still.
You see, Bartell runs. She runs a lot.
I try to keep it right around 50 miles a week, mostly because when I boost it over that, I start to feel really poor from my neck all the way down. So I stick right at 50 miles, even with my high training weeks.
These days, she is training for the Leadville Trail 100 Run. It's a mere 100-mile trail run that has altitude swings from roughly 9,000 feet all the way up to 12,600 feet. If you finish it in 25 hours or less, you get a big belt buckle. But you must finish in 30 hours or you miss the cutoff.
I finished last time with 11 minutes to spare. I was a hurting unit. I had been puking. I had had an upset stomach for 60 miles. So, yeah, I think it's a healthy fear of a very long ways.
This will be Bartell's 5th ultramarathon. She's also run 9 official marathons and several other long-distance races. Taking on a race like Leadville just happened.
So I started running a marathon 1 month, and then I'd run another marathon the next month. And then I decided if I can do that, then I can run 100 miles. And I asked one of my friends, I said, do you think I could run Leadville? And she said, if anybody could run Leadville, you could.
She's 33, single, with 3 kids, and a job as a nurse practitioner. In addition to her running, she does CrossFit 5 to 6 times a week. She laughs when you ask her if she's crazy. Although she was a high school athlete, the running part of her life started 7 years ago during her difficult 3rd pregnancy. Her health wasn't good.
My dad died of a heart attack when he was really young, so he was 53. And I just didn't want that for myself. And as soon as I had her, I started walking, and then I started running and challenged myself with the 5K, and then I challenged myself with the Boulder, and it just progressed from there.
But the longer distances came about from dealing with some personal challenges that included a divorce. For Bartell, running is her therapy.
And you know, with longer runs, I think a lot about my family and my kids and the stresses of raising them in a split home. And for whatever reason, running, it fatigues me enough to where I'm not overly anxious and I feel like I can deal with everything mentally.
Let's start with the x-rays first, okay?
Okay, and if there is a reason that I should really stay home, I will.
So, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't need an appointment for x-rays.
As a nurse practitioner, Bartell treats patients, prescribes medications, and tells people to try to not hurt themselves. She might want to listen to her own advice.
I've had arthritis in my feet from all of this, knee surgery, stress fractures.
But the running is too important.
Some mornings I crawl out of bed and my knees are aching or my hips are hurting. And I think, you know, is this really worth it? But it is when I have to have my head straight.
While she does do road work, most of her non-winter running is spent in the mountain trails near her home in Laramie. Of course, running in nature does lead to some interesting encounters. One recent night run was a little too exciting.
I had an encounter with a very large male moose that I hid behind a tree for a little while before he decided to move along. And then as about a half a mile up the road from that, there were a very large cat, which I'll call mountain lion eyes, staring down from a tree. And that was pretty much when I decided it was time to go home for the night, and I was done.
As mentioned earlier, running mega miles does take a serious toll on her body, and Bartell often thinks about giving up the ultra races for something a little more moderate.
Every race that I finish, every ultra, I think it's time. And then something will happen in my life, some event and I'll think, eh.
Remember, it's her therapy. And for those of you who think running all those miles must be boring, she disagrees.
I mean, you run 50 miles up in the Bighorns, and I'm out there next to the river, and I'm seeing wildlife, and it's what God has made. It's his beauty that surrounds me all day long.
Bartel and other runners will line up to run the Leadville 100-mile race at 4 in the morning on August 22nd. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.